Welcome to the Tech Meme Ride Home for Thursday, August 24th, 2023. I'm Brian McCullough. Today, NVIDIA gives new meaning to the words earnings beat. Meta announces Code Llama. TikTok might start banning links to Amazon. SpaceX wants Starlink to be viable in cities, too. And turning thoughts into speech via an AI interface becomes real. Here's what you missed today in the world of tech. Well, as people were anticipating, NVIDIA had an earnings call for the ages yesterday, reporting Q2 revenue up 101% year-over-year to $13.51 billion, versus the estimated revenue number was $11.22 billion, so that's quite the beat. Also, data center revenue was up 171% year-over-year to $10.32 billion. Let me pause for a second and underline that. We've spoken about the data center business and how that was a growth area for NVIDIA. Also how, in this new AI era, it's kind of all cloud. You don't tend to run, you know, an LLM locally, but in the cloud via, say, ChatGPT's APIs. Anyway, data center revenue grew 171% year-over-year, but that hides the really impressive number, which is that NVIDIA grew data center sales 141% quarter-over-quarter. Which is to say, two quarters ago, data center sales were $4.3 billion. Last quarter, they were $10.3 billion. They grew that much in 3 months. Something, something, everyone's trying to buy their chips to deploy LLMs. Quoting CNBC with more superlatives, remember, they just reported $13.51 billion in revenue for this past quarter, $2 billion more than was estimated. And it looks like they want to do something similar next quarter. Quote, NVIDIA said it expects fiscal third quarter revenue of about $16 billion, higher than the $12.61 billion forecast by Refinitiv. NVIDIA's guidance suggests sales in the current quarter will grow 170% from the year earlier period. Net income jumped to $6.19 billion, or $2.48 a share, which was up from $656 million, or just 26 cents a share a year earlier. 26 cents a share to $2.48 a share in a year. Revenue in the second quarter doubled from $6.7 billion a year earlier and increased 88% from the prior period. The world has had something along the lines of about $1 trillion worth of data centers installed in the cloud, enterprise, and otherwise. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said on a call with analysts, that $1 trillion of data centers is in the process of transitioning to accelerated computing and generative AI. On the earnings call, finance chief Colette Kress said the company would not be immediately affected by proposed Biden administration export restrictions on chips. Quote, given the strength of demand for our products worldwide, we do not anticipate that additional export restrictions on our data center GPUs, if adopted, would have an immediate material impact to our financial results, Kress said. Even before Wednesday's report, NVIDIA's stock price had more than tripled for the year, making it the top performer in the S&P 500. It jumped to around $500 after hours, a level that would mark a record if it closes there on Thursday. Its prior closing high was $474.94 on July 18. NVIDIA's performance was driven by its data center business, which includes AI chips, as cloud service providers and large consumer internet companies like Alphabet and Meta snapped up next-generation processors. The company reported $10.32 billion in revenue for the group, up 171% year-over-year, and above the $8.03 billion estimate according to Street Account. NVIDIA added that it saw its adjusted gross margins increase 25.3 percentage points to 71.2% because of growth in profit-rich data center sales. The gaming division, which used to be NVIDIA's core business, saw revenue increase 22% from a year earlier to $2.49 billion, topping the $2.38 billion average estimate, end quote. Meta has released Code Llama, a tool built on top of Llama 2 to generate new code and debug human-written work under the same community license as Llama 2, quoting The Verge. Code Llama, Meta said, can create strings of code from prompts or complete and debug code when pointed to a specific code string. In addition to the basic Code Llama model, Meta released a Python specialized version called Code Llama Python and another version called Code Llama Instruct, which can understand instructions in natural language. According to Meta, each specific version of Code Llama is not interchangeable, and the company does not recommend the base Code Llama or Code Llama Python for natural language instructions. Programmers are already using LLMs to assist in a variety of tasks, ranging from writing new software to debugging existing code. Meta said in a blog post, "The goal is to make developer workflows more efficient so they can focus on the most human-centric aspects of their jobs," end quote. Meta claims Code Llama performed better than publicly available LLMs based on benchmark testing, but did not specifically name which models it tested against. The company said Code Llama scored 53.7% on the code benchmark Human Evol and was able to accurately write code based on a text description. Meta will release three sizes of Code Llama and said its smallest size fits on a single GPU for more low latency projects. Code generators have been helping developers work for a while now. GitHub launched Copilot in March, powered by OpenAI's GPT-4, to quickly write and check code. GitHub Copilot can also rewrite old code to update it. Amazon's AWS also has Code Whisper, which also writes checks and updates code. And yes, Google also has a code writing tool in Alpha Code, but that isn't out yet, end quote. As we've learned recently, if it's your social network, you can technically do whatever you want. Sources are telling The Information that TikTok plans to ban links to Amazon and other e-commerce sites in order to, shall we say, encourage people to use TikTok Shop instead. Quote, TikTok Shop, the app's nascent shopping service, is expected to lose more than $500 million in the U.S. this year, according to a person with direct knowledge of the matter. The loss reflects TikTok's heavy investment in hiring, building a delivery network, and subsidizing merchants that offer double-digit percentage discounts and free shipping. The company can easily afford it. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, last year earned $18 billion in operating profits, as The Information has previously reported. Still, the enormous investment shows how the Chinese tech giant is continuing to pour money into a U.S. expansion despite the longstanding threat of a government ban. While the prospect of a ban may have receded from the headlines, the threat hasn't disappeared. The expansion, particularly if it succeeds in making TikTok a retailer with the skill to compete with Amazon, is likely to reinforce anxieties about ByteDance's influence in the U.S. Meanwhile, TikTok has drawn up plans to bar links to outside e-commerce sites such as Amazon as part of an effort to force people to use TikTok Shop if they want to buy something they see on the app, say, to people familiar with the situation. That would stop creators from promoting furniture, clothing, or kitchen items available on Amazon and other sites. TikTok's plan to bar external e-commerce links is a page out of the playbook of TikTok's Chinese sibling app, Douyin, which has become a shopping powerhouse. In October 2020, Douyin barred links to other Chinese e-commerce sites such as Alibaba's Taobao. It's not clear when TikTok plans to impose the ban. Once links are barred, TikTok users will be only able to buy products they see on creator-made videos directly in the app through TikTok Shop. Some of these videos or live streams contain links that let people buy a product directly, while some sellers and influencers also have TikTok Shop storefronts embedded in their profiles. Once TikTok adds a shop tab to its app, merchants that sign up to sell through the service will be able to list their products without a video. Consumers aren't yet spending much money on TikTok Shop, around $3 to $4 million a day in the U.S. currently, up from between half a million and $1 million a day in June, said four people familiar with the situation. By the end of the year, TikTok staffers expect the daily shopping volume could exceed $10 million in the U.S. TikTok Shop is further ahead in Southeast Asia, where it has operated since 2021. In that region, TikTok Shop's current daily gross merchandise volume is around $50 million to $60 million, and the company aims to increase that to around $90 million by the end of the year, or nearly half the volume of local rival Shopee, according to two people familiar with the matter, end quote. Epic Games has announced the Epic First Run program, offering developers 100% of net revenue for 6 months if they launch games exclusively on the Epic Games Store. Quoting Engadget, the company, which says its launcher and store has 68 million monthly active users, will also give participants of the Epic First Run program extra exposure to get their wares in front of more eyes. The games and apps will receive exclusive badging and spots on the homepage. Epic will include them in various collections and promotions too. The program will be open to developers and publishers who are releasing eligible products on or after October 16th. A product will be eligible if it hasn't appeared on another third-party PC store or subscription services on said storefronts. Games and apps that already have exclusivity deals with Epic aren't eligible. Developers and publishers will still be able to sell games and apps that are included in the program directly to users via their own launchers and websites. They can also list their products on stores such as Green Man Gaming and Humble Store via the Epic Games Store's Keyless Redemption program. Epic already offered developers and publishers a more generous split of game and app sales than the likes of Valve, which takes a 30% cut of Steam sales. The promise of vacuuming up all net revenue for 6 months and getting extra promotion on the Epic Games Store might be compelling enough for more developers and publishers to take the exclusivity plunge there, end quote. Let's be real for a minute. Most guys would wear a t-shirt every day of their lives if they could. The problem is that most t-shirts are not acceptable to wear at work or out on a hot date night. But today's sponsor, Cuts, has finally changed that. Cuts t-shirts are such high quality, wrinkle-free, and so buttery soft that you can look like you're dressing up even when you're dressing down. Yeah, you heard that. Wrinkle-free. You never have to substitute comfort for fashion ever again. If you see me in a t-shirt, it's likely one from Cuts. I'm also a huge fan of their AO five-pocket pants, the right sort of step-up from jeans without going all the way into dress pants, like literally my ideal Venn diagram of professional-looking but comfortable feeling. When you touch something from Cuts, you can immediately feel the quality. Their proprietary fabric blends are ridiculously soft and breathable, they don't wrinkle, and they look way more expensive than they actually are. For a limited time, our listeners get 20% off your entire order when you use code RIDE at checkout. That's 20% off your order at cutsclothing.com with promo code RIDE. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Experience the perfect blend of style and comfort with Cuts Clothing. cutsclothing.com, promo code RIDE for 20% off.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Also from the information whose sources are reporting that, SpaceX is working with Cloudflare to increase Starlink's terrestrial network of mini data centers, which could help the service deliver faster speeds, but also increase its potential market footprint. Quote, such improvements could help overcome one obstacle to Starlink's long-term growth as future bandwidth-hungry applications become commonplace. Starlink is SpaceX's most ambitious new effort after its rocket launch business, but the service, which had 1.5 million subscribers as of May, is still relatively small and, at least in areas with larger populations, faces tough competition from terrestrial internet services. More specifics of the arrangement between SpaceX and Cloudflare, including its financial terms, couldn't be learned. SpaceX didn't respond to a request for comment. A Cloudflare spokesperson had no comment. Cloudflare, a company that offers network security and content delivery services, has data centers in 300 cities in more than 100 countries, according to its website. That network helps it offer services that speed up internet connections and improve website performance for its customers. While known for its 4,000 or so satellites circling the globe in low Earth orbit, Starlink also relies on Earth-bound infrastructure. It uses antenna farms known as ground stations to wire into fiber cables that carry data around the globe. Those fiber connections link to the mini data centers, which enable Starlink to service larger population centers and increase the speed of service for users. But the service has historically struggled to provide the same speed of service to dense urban areas where there are more people competing for bandwidth. That makes Starlink unattractive in those areas, particularly as people in major cities typically have lots of choices for high-speed internet services, often at lower costs than what Starlink charges. Last June, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said in a tweet that Starlink was working to address some issues with latency, delays in network transmissions, which can affect applications like online video games. In response, Cloudflare CEO Matthew Prince said that he would be interested in working with Musk to improve Starlink speeds by putting antennas on the roofs of Cloudflare's data centers. It couldn't be learned whether that is part of the agreement between the two companies, end quote. Finally today, research teams from the University of California, San Francisco, and Stanford University have reportedly used AI and electrodes to turn thoughts into speech via a lifelike avatar for the first time, quoting the Financial Times. The details of both brain-computer interfaces were jointly published in the journal Nature on Wednesday. Both studies are a big leap forward towards decoding brain activity with the speed and accuracy required to restore fluent communications to people with voice paralysis, said Frank Willett, one of the Stanford team. The two implants were significantly different in design. The UCSF team placed a paper-thin rectangle with 253 electrodes on the surface of the cortex to record brain activity from an area known to be critical for speech. The Stanford device inserted two smaller arrays with a total of 128 microelectrodes deeper into the brain. Each team worked with a single volunteer. Stanford with Pat Bennett, 68, who has amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and UCSF with a 47-year-old stroke patient known as Anne. Despite the differences between the implants and research participants, the results from the two studies were broadly similar. They achieved average speech rates of about 60 to 80 words per minute, almost half the speed of a normal conversation, but at least three times faster than any previous brain-computer interface has achieved. Both projects use an artificial intelligence algorithm to decode electrical signals from their subjects' brains, teaching itself to distinguish the distinct pattern associated with individual phenomes, the subunits of speech that form spoken words. The system needed long training sessions, 25 in Bennett's case, each lasting 4 hours, during which she repeated in her mind different sentences chosen from a large data set of phone conversations. These initial results have proven the concept, and eventually technology will catch up to make it easily accessible to people who cannot speak, Bennett wrote. For those who are nonverbal, this means they can stay connected to the bigger world, perhaps continue to work, maintain friends and family relationships, end quote. The UCSF scientists working with colleagues at UC Berkeley created a personalized voice for Anne based on a recording of her speaking at her wedding. They also created an avatar for her using software that simulates face muscle movements from Speech Graphics, a company in Edinburgh that uses facial animation software. Signals from Anne's brain as she tried to speak were converted into corresponding movements on the avatar's face. When the subject first used the system to speak and move the avatar's face in tandem, I knew this was going to be something that would have a real impact, said Kalo Littlejohn of UC Berkeley. Much more development work will be needed to translate the laboratory proof of concept into devices simple and safe enough for patients and their carers to operate at home. An important step, the researchers say, will be to produce a wireless version that would not require the user to be wired to the implant, end quote. Quick reminder that the Ride Home AI Fund will be raising money through the end of October. More info and actually the ability to invest right away can all be found at ridehomefund.com or email me at brian@ridehomefund.com. But if you'll recall, the minimum check size to invest in the AI fund is $100,000, while the minimum investment for the Ride Home Rolling Fund is only $5,000 a quarter for 4 quarters or $20,000 in total. I am reminding you of this because the Rolling Fund has to co-invest in all the deals the AI Fund invests in over the next 2 years. The AI Fund has already written 3 checks so far to some exciting AI companies. So if you want your money to be a part of these deals via the Rolling Fund, you have until August 31st, 1 week from today, to invest in the Rolling Fund. Now, it is a Rolling Fund, so you can come in at any time. You can come in next month, next year, still be a part of the AI deals as long as they last. But if you wanted to be a completist and participate in all the deals, head over to ridehomefund.com before the end of the month to invest in the Rolling Fund option. Talk to you tomorrow.